Have you ever been accused of being stubborn? I'm sure we've all had our moments. My wife and I sometimes joke around about which one of us is more stubborn. Truth be told, it's me. Stubbornness often gets a bad rap, and it is often equated with refusing to admit when you make a mistake. And that's a problem. But when we look at the definition of stubbornness, we see there's a good side. It is defined as a dogged determination not to change one's attitude or position on something. Some positive words associated with stubbornness include persistence, resolve, determination, and tenacity. When I talk about my love for my wife, children, or grandchildren, I'm proud to say my love for them is not determined by their actions, their emotions, or their words. I have a stubbornness, a dogged determination to not change my mind about how much I love them. I share this because when I think of God's faithfulness, I see that same stubbornness. He refuses to change his mind about how much he loves me and you. He has a resolute commitment to his love to always have the last word. Take, for example, one of the most stubborn expressions of God's love found in the book of Romans. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's stubbornness in His love for us is what gives us hope, courage, strength in times of trial, and the motivation to love Him in return. Stubbornness in His case includes faithfulness. We can absolutely trust that we will never be separated from His love for us. That's the kind of stubbornness I'd love my wife and family to blame me for. I'd just smile and remind them of my love for them, much like God does for us in this passage from Romans. I'm Greg Williams, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for checking out this week's episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
For GCI devotional content, subscribe to our bi-monthly newsletter, GCI Update.
Visit update.gci.org to get the newest issue.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.